This year is dedicated to the Ilui Neshama of our dear, beloved, and unforgettable friend, Chaim Yisochar ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum, Zichrono Levrocha. This year should be the Ilui Neshama, so he should be a Meretz Yosher for his beautiful family, all his friends, and for Klal Yisrael. This week is Parshas Nosoi. The topic we will be discussing is one of the fascinating and complicated topics in Hilchos Isur Veheter. Ein Mevatlin Isur Lichatchilo. One of the basic sources of this sugya is a Gemara in Chulin Tzadik Chesamid Beis dealing with Zroya B'Sheilo, a concept we find in this week's parasha. The Nozir has to bring in Korban, Ayil Nozir. The Korban of the Nozir is somewhat strange, different from other Korbanos, because basically it's a Shlomim. Shlomim is eaten by the Balim, Kodeshim Kalim. However, the Zroya, one of the limbs of the Korban, is Nechel LeKoyhanim Belvad, and it's also LeZorim. Nevertheless, the entire Korban is cooked in the same pot. The Zeroa that's prohibited to a Zar, together with Besara Korban, that should be eaten by a Zar. So the Gemara says in Chulin Tzadik Chesamid Beis, Zeroa B'Sheila Chidushu Ve'ein LeMeidin Mimeno. We cannot learn from Zeroa B'Sheila Shemim B'Minoi Botel because it's a Chiddush. What is the Chiddush? Rashi explains, Chulin Tzadik Chesamid Beis. B'kol Mokoim Ein Mevatlin Isur Lechatchila. However, regarding the Zeroa B'Sheila, Mevatlin Isur Lechatchila, and therefore Zeroa B'Sheila is a Chiddush, Ve'ein LeMeidin Mimeno. So the discussion today will be regarding the din of Ein Mevatlin Isur Lechatchila. Because we're dealing with concepts of Isur Veheter, and some of the people listening to this year might not be familiar with the basic concepts, let me give a short introduction. And this introduction is just to help people understand the beauty of this sugya. So a few simple concepts. Which this present Shia will be dealing with. First of all, the din of Bitul Berov. Gzeres HaKosev Shemiut Isur Batel Berov Heiter. If a piece of non-kosher meat, a fruit, any other foodstuff, if a piece of Isur got mixed up in a majority of Heter, there's more Heter than Isur, then the Isur becomes Heter. The Isur is annulled as if it no longer exists. Miut isur batel berov heiter. Nefach ha-isur liot mutar. That is the concept of bitul berov. A related concept, similar but vastly different, is halech achrei harov. When we have a suffix, we say gol de porosh meruba porosh, and we are toila berov. Teishach anoyes mochrot baser. Basar nevela. Chanut echad mocheret basar shchuta. Bosa haninso. If we find a piece of meat, and there are 10 shops in the vicinity, in the area, 9 of them sell nevela, 1 of them sells kosher. 9 of them sell kosher meat, and 1 sells treif meat. Then, and we find a piece of meat, we go after the majority. And that is the din of halicha achrei rov. So there's a din of bitul berov and another din of halicha achrei harov. Within the context of bitul berov, there are two different dinim. Min bimino, batel chad betray, one in two. That is the shit of Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda says, min bimino, lo batel, not at all. Min b'she'eino mino, because the minority is nois and tam, it has a different taste. Min b'sheino mino batel b'shishim, because if there's 60 times as much of one foodstuff against the other, then the minority is so small it no longer gives a distinct taste. And therefore, min b'sheino mino batel rak b'shishim. These are just a few basic concepts to make it easier to understand today's shir. So, in your day at Tzadik Tet, Sif Hey, we find a very basic halacha that is found a few times in Shas. Ein mevatlim isur lichatchila. The entire concept of bittul barov is only in a situation which is a bidyeved scenario. Some isser fell into a pot which has more heter than the isser that got mixed into that pot. Aber lichatchila ein mevatlim isur lichatchila. Is this an isser d'oraisa or an isser d'rabbanan? Is it a biblical concept, prohibition, or rather a rabbinical one? That's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. The Ravid in Sefer Tomim Deim Simen Reish Lamites assumes that it's a din d'oraisa. All the other Rishonim, or at least the majority of Rishonim, reject that opinion and they assume it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. I quoted the Ravid, Tomim Deim Simen Reish Lamites. Rashbo Toras Abayas, Abayas Dalet Shar Gimel, Chuvas Rashbo, Simen Tuf Kuf Dalet First Chelek, the Ran, Masechet Chulin, Lamed Hey, Omed Beis, and the Dapim of the Rif. They all bring the Ravid, quote the Ravid, but they reject his opinion, and their opinion is, we're dealing with the Rabbanon, that is also clear in the Besyaisef Simen Tzadik Des, Shach, Sif, Kotin, Zion, as well. However, the Ravid has a point. He proves his argument from this Gemara in Chulin Tzadik Chesomet Beis. If the Gemara says Lo B'Sheila Zechidush, and therefore we cannot learn halachas from Zorah B'Sheila, what is the Chiddush? Because the Torah is Mati Lechatchila to cook this Aroa together with the rest of the animal, the rest of the Korban, Ein Mevat L'Nisra Lechatchila. So this proves that the Din of Ein Mevat L'Nisra Lechatchila is an Nisra D'Oraisa. Otherwise, what would the Chiddush of Zeroa B'Sheila be? Well, the Rashbo has a different suggestion. And the Rashbo and the Ritva, both in Masechet Chulin on the spot, they say this. Levatel Yisur HaChatchil is not a prohibition, but it's not the right thing to do. Genai hu, and therefore, even if it's not an Isur, it can be a mitzvah. And if the Torah tells us Lechatchila to cook the Zeroa together with the rest of the carbon, then that is truly a Chiddush. Because even though we assume that Bitul Isur Lechatchila is not a Isur D'oraisa, it's not a biblical prohibition, but it definitely doesn't look right, doesn't sound right, it's not the right thing to do, and therefore Hatera Lo Titzaveh, it cannot be a mitzvah. That is an interesting argument presented by the Rashba and the Ritva and of Tzadik Ches. There is an other Gemara which also seems to substantiate the opinion of the Ravid. Araya, we're dealing with the Nisa D'Oraisa. In Yomed of Samach Zayin Amed Beis, the Gemara deals with Tzipore Mitzoyro. So, a Mitzoyro has to bring two Tziporim, two birds. One one has to be Nishat, and the other has to be sent away, sent to the open field, sent away, sent to the wild. And the Gemara says, well, the one that is a sacrifice and it is slaughtered, obviously, after the din was performed, then it no longer is prohibited. But the one that is just sent out to the wild, would that still be Osa Bahano? And the Gemara says, Shilucho Zehetero. Once we perform the mitzvah, we send it away, it becomes mutar. It cannot be prohibited even after being sent away. Loi Amru Torah Shalach L'Tekola. If it still would be Osa Bahano, how would the Torah say send it away? Somebody might catch that bird, somebody might eat it, consume it, and he would be violating a mitzvah. He would be performing a transgression in Aveda, and therefore Loi Omru Torah Shalach L'Takala. So the big question is, what if we send away that bird and nobody will ever know whether it's a Tzipor Mishalachas Mitzipor Mitzoyra, then it's Botel Barav. So what Takala would there be? Obviously, if we say Ein Mevatel Nisra Chatchila Zadin D'Oraisa, then we understand this is the problem. Ein Mevatel Nisra Chatchila. And therefore the Gemara says Lo Amra Torah Shalach L'Takala. Many achroinim today litaretz kushya zu to reconcile what seems to be a stira on the majority opinion that Eim Avat Anusar Chetchel is merely a din derabonon, so many Achroinim are mechalish a big chiddush. Noide b'Yehuda Yoredeya, Madira Tinyon Asimin Memhei, Oracha Chasam Soifer in three different shuvas. Orachaim Kuf Chaf Tet, Yoredeya Shin Yutet, Choshim Mishpotzim in Chov Beis, three times in shuvas Chasam Soifer. Reb Shloim Kluger, Ho Elef Rochus Shloim, Asimin Kuf Pei Aleph, and Yad Avrohom on the spot in Yoredeya Simin Tzadik Tet. All these Achroinim make the same argument. Even if we assume Ein Mevatel Nesechel Chetchel is only Ederabonon, that is only by Bitul B'Shishim. Lach B'Lach Min B'She'eno Mino. When we're dealing with Bitul B'Rav, Chad B'Trei, then everybody would agree that it would be an Isser D'Oraisa. Why would there be a difference between the two different halachas? Well, most of these Achroinim, primarily the earlier ones, Chasam Sofer and Noide B'Yehuda, they draw a clear distinction between the two different dinam of Bitul. When we are dealing with Bitul B'Shishim, it is if the Isser is non-existent, as if it was just evaporated. It is no longer there mitzad ha-metzias, because you don't even feel its taste. But when we're dealing with Yovesh B'Yovesh, Chad B'Trei, how could you ignore the fact that somebody is going to be eating a piece of non-kosher meat? Somebody is going to be eating an apple with orla or tevel or whatever it is. And therefore, when we're dealing with Chad B'Trei, everybody agrees that Eim Avat Anisar L'Chatzulah would be an Isser D'Oraisa. In my Sefer Masechet Pesachim, Minchas Osher Pesachim Simen Meim, I have a very lengthy discussion in which I totally reject the basic and underlying assumption in this Chiddush. And what I brought there was the Yeshuas Yankov. Yeshuas Yankov was the same generation as the Chasam Sofer, and in his great Sefer on Yoredeya, Simen Yud Aleph, and once again in Simen Tzadik Tet, twice the Yeshuas Yankov makes this argument. Bitul B'Shishim is always the second floor, the foundation of Bitul B'Shishim. The first floor is always Bitul B'Rov. Because even when you have a Tereves, Mi B'Shi'enim Mina Shebotul B'Shishim, first of all, there is substance. There is actual substance, which is Isser, that has to be bottled, even if we don't feel the taste of the Isser. But actually, every time is substance. When the place can deal with a Bliya, even a Bliya Bekalim, or Tam, Nois and Tam, we're always dealing with actual substance. It's not something ruchnius, it's not spiritual. It is actually substance of Isser, and therefore every Bitul B'Shishim is first of all based on Bitul B'Rov, and if Eim Avat L'Nisr L'Chatchila, especially if it's a D'Oraisa D'Kedin, what would be the logic in differentiating between Bitul B'Shishim and Bitul B'Rov? The Chasam Sofer from the Noide B'Yehuda obviously understood that when the tam is bottled, there is no need to be mevatel the substance. But that is an unreasonable assumption. And I think the Yeshuas Yankov is right. So, if this teretz is rejected, then the question once again becomes relevant. How do we understand the Gemara? Lo yomer shtoyro shalach letekola, if a person could be mevatel yisur lachatchila min ha-toyra. What I would say is exactly the same words as the Rashba and Geritra write in Churin Tzadik Ches. The same could be said in Yuma Samach Zayin. Bitul is lechatchil, even if it's not an Isser, it's adova meguna, so it cannot be a mitzvah. Just like it can be a mitzvah lechatchil in Zeroy V'Sheila, it cannot be a mitzvah lechatchil in Zepoyla Mitzoyla. And therefore, we understand the Gemara when the Gemara says, Lo Amra Torah Shelach Letakala. Coming back to the basic idea of Eim Avat Anisr L'Chatchila, so I said the Ravid maintains it's a D'Oraisa. Most other Rishonim and Poskim say it's the Rabbonon. Ben Kach U Ben Kach. How do we define this halacha? Is it a general idea? A general idea, a general halacha based on a philosophical nuance. Ein lehitchakem al dinei Torah. We should not try to use all kind of eitzes and patentim and tatsdiki la'atir ta'asur. Tomem tiyem Hashem Elokecho. We have to steer clear from Avedis and chase mitzvahs. Yesh linhog isur b'masha toira asra v'lenog heter b'masha toira hetira. And we should not lechatchila try to annul isurim and turn them into heter. That might be a basic approach to dinei Torah, to isurim, and therefore ein mevatel isur lechatchila. Or maybe no. It is a specific halacha. Whether it's the Rabbanan or the Uraisa, it's a din nisuyim and the dinim of bitul berav, and it should not be applied to any other area of halacha. I want to give a few examples where we find similar halachas. Something might be muta b'diyeved, but we cannot apply that mitzvah lachatchila. In Hilchos Shabbos and dinim muktzeh, there's a concept of graf shel rei. If there is something which is extremely disturbing in your house, it might be a trash basket. There is food that became rotten. There's a terrible smell, a bad odor. An animal died in the house, and you have an avela. You know, it might be a mouse or a cat or whatever it is, and it's very, very, it's repelling. So that's a graf shalei, and it is mutter to take it out of your house. You know, a baby dirtied the house, and graf shalei mutala to tell. But there's a basic halacha, two sources in Shas, Beit Sedaf Chof Aleph and Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel Ein Osim Graf Shalei Lechatchilo. There's a halacha which is defined as Nat Bar Nat, a din in Hilchos Bosa B'Cholov. Noisen Tam Bar Noisen Tam is Mutar. I can't get into the details because they're complex, but anyway, it's enough just to hear the generality. Nat Bar Nat is Mutar. The Beis Yosef quotes the smack and sim in Tzadik Hei in Yoredeya. It's Mutar only b'diyeved, but l'chatchila, you should not cause intentionally a Nat Bar Nat. Noisen Tam Bar Noisen Tam. Svek Svek is Mutar. But in Kloli Svek Svek of the Pre-Chodesh, Simen Kuf Yud Niyoradeya Ot Yud Chet, the Pre-Chodesh says, Einois in Svek Svek Alachatchila. So in various different areas in Halacha we find, there is a situation which B'dieved would be Mutar, but you cannot Lachatchila get into that situation. This is similar to the concept of Ein Mevatel Nisur Lachatchila. So the concept of Ein Mevatel Nisur Lachatchila, is that a generality, or maybe that is just a limited scope, halachah mesuyemes in the dinim of bitul berav. Many achronim seem to maintain that Ein Mevatel Nisur Lechatchila is a general idea and not a specific halacha. I quoted various poskim before, just 10 minutes ago, differentiating between Yovesh v'Yovesh and Lach b'Lach. When the Chassam Sofer argues this chiddush, he writes very specifically, what is the entire halacha of Ein Mevatel Nisur Lechatchila? Because it's against the Rotzon HaTorah. It's against the Rotzon Chachamim. If the Torah says something is osur, then you're not supposed to turn it into something that's mutar. Osur is osur, and mutar is mutar. Why did the Torah say, Kelef Tashlichem Oisev Etreife? Why do we have to throw it to the dogs? Be mevatel the rav and eat it yourself. By nevela the Torah says legera sheror b'shorachut titneno v'achor. So why do we have to give it away to a Gentile, to a non-Jew? Let's be mevatel the rav and eat it ourselves. So all these psukim prove the argument. That is what the Chassam Sofer says. That ein mevatel nisur lechatchila is a general concept, and even if it's the rabbanan, if it's not the uraisa, then. But the reasoning, the rationale is the same. If Chachomim Aser, then you can't be Matir. That is what the Chassam Sofer writes in the three tshuvas, the three sources I quoted before. Or Chaim Kuf Choftes, Yoredei Shin Yutes, Choishim Mishpot, Simen Chof Beis. And according to his basic logic, the Chassam Sofer says the same rule would apply to the din of Halicha Acharei Harov. There's a halacha which we find by Shatnez. You cannot sell shatnez, kile begodim, to a non-Jew, because we're afraid he might sell him to a Jew, and the Jew will be nechshal. So the Chassam Sofer says, but that Jew is going to buy that garment, and he could rely on roiv. Roiv begodim are on shatnez, so he could wear it. The Chassam Sofer says, yes, when he will buy it, he could wear it, but ein mevatel nisur lechatchila, so you're not allowed to sell it to him, even to a non-Jew, if there is substantial chashash that maybe ultimately a Jew will buy the garment and wear it. He won't be doing an Isser because he relies on love. The Prima Godim seem to have the same feeling because in Simekufiud, Sifseidat, Sifkot Mamed Zayim, the Prima Godim asked the question, Zvochamayim Gimalomid Beis, we deal with the sugya of a Korm Chatos that went into a herd of animals, animals which are chulin, and a behemoth isn't both of the love because it's a dovah choshev, it's a dovah shebeminyan. So the Gemara asks, we should put them all into a pen and then throw the gates open, and by nature those animals were born free and they will try to go out of the pen out to the open field, and then we will say called the porosh meruba porosh, and we will permit the usage of every one of those animals, because called the porosh meruba porosh kolchim achrei harav. And the Gemara says k'seir shemi yikach min hakavua. So the Prima Godim asks, wasn't he aware that we're not dealing with bitul barav, we're dealing with halicha achrei harav? He definitely was aware, but according to the Prima Godim, the same rule would apply. L'chayda, these great achroinim have a source in the Rivash, Simen Tov Tzadik Ches. The Rivash was one of the great disciples of the Ran, of Rabbeinu Nissen. The Rivash deals with a shoichet in a town, and he didn't do Bedikas Areya. Bedikas Areya is a chiyuv because it's a miut hamatsui, miut de shachiach. So in Yoredei Simen Lametes Sif Aleph, we find in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't have to be boidik all the teifis, but because Sirchis and Dereyav Shachiach, we have to do Bedika Sareya. That Shoichet didn't do the Bedika, and he sold meat to the entire community. So the Rivash says that meat is prohibited because we find the din Eim Avatan Zilachatchila, and if a person was Mavatal Bamezid, then it's not a bottle. And that is a Knas Shikonsu Chachomim, it's a penalty. And the Rivash says the same penalty would apply to this Shoichet that didn't do the bedikas. He didn't do the bedikas that he should be doing. So obviously, it seems to be clear, in the opinion of the Rivash, that the rule of Ein Mavatan Sechel also applies to Halchinan Achrei Harav, Holchem Achrei Harav, and Aron Tibetl Barav. In my opinion, that would be a big chiddush. Even though these two halachas are closely related, but nevertheless, it is stretching the halacha of a mevatlan isur lechatchila. My personal feeling leans toward a different interpretation. It's not a general rule which is applicable to different areas. I think it's a din mesuyim, because the entire halacha of bitul barav is a big, big chiddush. Rav has the power. Isur nehefach liot heter afal pi she'ein shinui bigufo. The Isser is intact. Nothing is changed beyond the mere fact that we don't recognize the Isser, and it got confused, it got mixed up with some heter. But the Isser wasn't changed, not in form, texture, taste, or smell, or nothing. And after Piken, Ha'isur nifka ve'nefach liot heter. That's a big chiddush ve'enach oboi elech dushoi. You know, the din of Bitul Barav seems to be some kind of a break that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. You know, he gives us a break, he gives us a bargain. I don't want you to eat clay for an avail, or oil, or kilei akerem, or tevel, or any other issur, or pork. However, if it gets mixed up with some other meat, and the other meat is kosher meat, and you can no longer differentiate what's treif and what's kosher, then I'll give you a break. I don't want you to lose out. You know, monetary laws, you're going to have to throw away your meal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if, you know, he does us a favor. So this din is a chiddush. It is only in situations of b'di'evet, not l'chatchila. However, when we rely on Rav, maybe that is even a l'chatchila din, and not only a din of b'di'evet. Let me give you some other examples. When an Isser is nifgam, and it is no longer fitting for consumption, Hisriach, Nevele Shehisricho, Poka Isure. That's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and a very well known halacha described also on the Rambam Perek Yud Daled of Hilchas Macholos Isureis. Is it permissible lechatchila to be poigim the time of Macholos Isureis in order to permit them for consumption? The question is relevant regarding taroivis, because in Yodeh Sima Kuv Gimel there's entire simen noisen tam levgam mutar, and also when it's be'ein, if it's nifsal machiles odom. This is argumentation between achroinim and also ishoinim. The chacham tzvi Sima Kuv Aleph writes mutar lechatchila to do a noisen tam levgam. His great son Rabbi Yanke Venden, Chelik Beis Sima Kuv Lamed Aleph Mishilas Yavis, writes to the contrary. And he writes that it's also Bechlalein Mevatlen Nisav HaChatchila. The Bianca Bemden was not only a son of the great Chacham Tzvi, he was the biggest admirer of the Chacham Tzvi. And it's a wonder that he doesn't quote his father's opinion. Obviously he wasn't aware of that his father has a different opinion. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Megulli is to say, for Yad Ephraim, Simen Tzadik Tesen Yoredei, also already makes this remark. This interesting observation that the Bank of Emden obviously wasn't aware of his father's opinion. But we find these two opinions in the Rishonim. Tshuvas HaRashba, quoted in the Besyosef Sof Simen Kuf Lamed Daled Hilchos Yayin Nesach and Yoredeya, says, Beferush, this would be an Isser of Ein Mevatlan Isser Lechatchila. However, that is not the opinion of the Ra'o in Bedek HaBayis, Ran Masechet Avodah Zarah. I think it's the Yud Beis of the Beis and the Dapim of the Rif. The Ran makes it very clear that Levgom Ma'achal B'Tarovis or Shelo B'Tarovis is not included in the concept of Ein Mevatlan Isser Lechatchila. Only when we're dealing with Bittel Barov or Bittel B'Shishim does this concept apply. So obviously these opinions fit into the context of our general chakira. Are we dealing with a specific halacha only the dinim of Bittel Barov? That would be my feeling, because Bittel Barov is a chiddush. Nothing was altered or changed. The gufa yisur v'yafol piken, and isur became heter. Ein lechobay el chidushoy b'diyevet matnat lechatchila. However, when we cause Isser to be heter by altering the nature of the Isser or by relying on Rav, maybe those concepts would be permissible even lechatchila. So this is the basic question: how do we define the halacha of Ein Mevatlan Isser lechatchila? I spoke many times about the concept of Rotzon HaTorah, and anybody listening to my shiur for a certain time is familiar with this concept, and I wonder that I never tied this halacha of Ein Mevatlan Isser Lechatchila into this sugya. So there's a lengthy siman about Rotzon HaTorah, but actually one of the important sources should be this halacha of Ein Mevatlan Isser Lechatchila, because according to the Samsoi for many achronim, even the Ravid, whose opinion is that it's a din d'oraisa, it is based on Rotzon HaTorah. And the Rashba and the Ritva, even though they argue that it's mutar levatal Isser Lechatchila HaTorah, but they say it's gnai, it's not the right thing to do. So on both sides of the fence, the Rashba and the Ravid both would say that the concept of Ein Mevatlan Isser Lechatchila, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, whether it's a Duma Meguna or an Isser Mamish, is based on the general idea of Ein Mevatlan of Rotzon HaTorah. And the most obvious implication or ramification of this chakira is, does this halacha apply only to Bittel Barov or in other ways that we could render Isser and make it into Heter, whether it's Halicha Achrei Rav or Begimat Hatam, or in any different way? So the Kiva Eger has a profound comment. Simon Reishain Chuvas of the Kiva Eger, and before the Kiva Eger, it's in Tzemach Tzedek. The earlier Tzemach Tzedek that lived 350 years ago in Simon Pei, Shaz Chuvas Tzemach Tzedek, they say Bosa B'cholov would be different than any other Isur. because Basa B'Cholov, there is no Miyat Isur B'Rav Heter. Basar in itself is Heter, and Cholov is Heter. The combination of the two, it is what causes the Isur. And the Gemara says a few times in Shas, Derech Bishur Asra Torah, there is no Isur in Basar B'Cholov, only if there is Nesinas Tam. So when we are Mevatel Cholov B'Shishim Basar, or to the contrary, Miud Basar B'Shishim Chalav, there is no Nesinas Tam, there actually is no Isur. Lo Tzerich Levatel Et HaMamash, Tzerich Levatel Rak Et HaTam. Ki Emei Nesinas Tam, Zelo Derech Bishur, then the Cholov is Mutar, the Basar is Mutar. You know, in nuclear physics, there's the concept of a critical mass. If you don't have a critical mass of enriched uranium, there's no chain reaction. The uranium is there, but no chain reaction. The same, similar concept is Basar B'Cholov. The Basar is there, the Cholov is there, but there is no Nesinas Tam, then you don't have the critical mass. Then there's no Isur. No Isur at all, no Isur to begin with. So there's no need to be Mabatel. So the B'Kiva Iga argues, by Basar B'Cholov, why would there be a din of ein mevatel nisur lachatchila? If you have more than shishim, then there is no isur. You don't need the concept of bitul. And the Kiv Eger's opinion is, it's only mishum loy plug. Loy plug. Befrat b'yisurim d'rabbanan, there's a general concept of loy plug. Chachamim did not want to differentiate, and they wanted things to be acceptable and simple, and not complicate matters, and therefore, loy plug. And that is why this halacha also applies to Basar B'Cholov, even though by Svara, by pure halachic definition, we would say that this halacha does not apply to Basar B'Cholov. Another big chiddush we find in the Achronim, Chavos Das, Siv Koten Chesem and Tzadik Tesem Yerodeh, the Chavos Das was the Nesivus HaMishpuch, Yeshuas Yankov Orchaim Tov Reishayim Zayin Siv Koten Aleph, they say, that the machlokes whether ein mevatel nisur lachatchila zman haTorah midrabbanan applies only to isurei achila. When we deal with isurei hana'ah, everybody would agree that it's an isur d'oraisa, because the mere bitul is already considered hana'ah. A minute ago it was also hana'ah. You cannot consume, you cannot enjoy, you could do nothing with it. After you were mevatel, you could eat it. So that in itself would be considered hanoah. So regarding isurei hana'ah, everyone would agree that min haTorah mevatel nisur lachatchila. However, that's a big chiddush we do not find in any of the Rishonim or major poskim. And therefore, my argument is, no, I'm not really convinced, Ms. Svora, that it would be also. Would it be different than selling isurei hana'ah? It's clear in the Gemara that selling Isur Hanu'ah is a prohibition, because the mere transaction would be considered a Hanu'ah. You sold Isur Hanu'ah and you got money. So you earned money from Isur Hanu'ah. That in itself is considered Hanu'ah and it's prohibited. So the Yeshuas Yankov and the Chavos Das, the Nesivus, obviously feel that why would there be a difference between selling Isur Hanu'ah and receiving monetary payment, compensation, or being mevatel Isur Hanu'ah? Well, I had orla, an apple which was orla, osa banu'ah. I mixed it into two apples that were heter, and now hirvachti tapuach. I earned another apple. I have three apples and I can eat all three of them. Just a moment ago I only had two apples that I could eat. So why wouldn't that be considered hanoah? And my argument is this. Bitul is a different concept. Ha'isur avar ve'betal min ha'olam. It evaporated. It no longer is existent. V'ponim chadosh es bo latam. That would not be considered hanoah from the isur. It is not that I sold the Isur and I got something in exchange. It's not barter, it's not selling. The Isur is bottle, over the bottle in a while. And it is ke'ilu, ponem chadosh es bo lakan. And therefore, I'm not convinced that this
svara is
unrejectable. No, I think one could argue that the poskim do not differentiate between Isur Achula, Isurei Achila, and Isurei Hana'a, and therefore, probably the din would be the same. According to the Rav, it would be in Isur Rabbanan. According to other Rishonim, according to the Rav, it would be in Isur Deoraisa. According to most poskim, it would be in Isur Rabbanan. These questions are very relevant in the modern kashrus operation. Now, the comment I'm just making is not halacha lemaisa. This shiur isn't intended for halacha lemaisa. I'm just, you know, making some interesting points. In the kashrus industry, which has dramatically changed, like everything has changed in the world in the past 100 years since the Industrial Revolution, once kashrus was for each and every home or each and every little town. But today, the food industry has become so immense, so huge, and this you know, presents new challenges. Now, for instance, there's an immense industry of products that are produced from fruits and vegetables, whether it's salads, soups, various sauces, fruit sauces, juices, and it is very difficult to argue that all those fruits and vegetables were thoroughly checked from Peloim, from Cheshash Rotsi. Probably one can't really thoroughly check when we're dealing with hundreds of tons of fruits and vegetables. So there's Halacha Siman Peites, a very well known halacha based on Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba says that if you have a fruit or a vegetable and there's a suffix whether there was Teloim and it was already cooked or baked, then it's mutter because it's a Svek Sveikim. Maybe there were no shlotzim in the first place, and even if they were, probably they disintegrated in the process of cooking or baking or other processes in food production in the food industry. But that probably would be a mevatel nisul chatchila, because as long as it wasn't cooked or baked, it's a beria, and a beria filu be'elef lo batel. So could we lechatchila cause a situation of svek sveike and a situation of bitur berav? Similar question, shchita. The tempo, the rhythm is so fast in the modern meat industry. Once upon a time, the Shechit was sitting on his stool, taking his time. Every 10 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour, and another chicken was brought, and he shechted them calmly, casually. Today, you know, there's a line production, and it's industrialized, and the line is moving relentlessly, and the Shechit has to do his job in a pace which is an unbelievable pace. Now, we assume that the Shechit is Kedin and the Bedikah is Kedin, but by human nature, when people work in such a relentless pace, probably there are Chashoshes of Drusa, and probably some of the Bedikahs of Tleifus weren't performed as should be, but Bedi'eved definitely is Bidu Barav. The vast majority had proper Shechita, proper Dika. And if there are some tikkulos, then they're both of Barav. Would one argue, maybe we have to go back to the good old days in which every chicken was given 5 minutes of attention, you know? Would that be Eimavat Min Selechatchala? So one of the most basic rules in this sugi is, Kishein Kabanos Elevatl, there is no Isur of Eimavat Min Selechatchala. In Siman Pei Dana, there are two Seifim, Meforoshim in Shulchan Aruch, one based on Orchas Chaim and the other on Tumas Sedeshim. When there might be ants in honey, nevertheless you could cook the honey. Even though cooking the honey would cause the ants to disintegrate and be bottled, because our intention is not to be mevatel the Issa. We have no intention of eating ants. We don't like the ants. That is the process of producing honey. The honey is cooked. And therefore, that would not be a problem of Ein Mevatel Nisul HaChatchila. The same rule in Sifu Dalad is dealing with Tchinat Kemach, even though there might be Telorim in the Kemach, but grain has to go through Tchina, and even though there might be worms that we are causing them to no longer be defined as a beria, and therefore the bottle barrel, that would not be a problem of Eim Avat Nesolech Etchila, because our motive is not Levatel HaTeisur. So in the modern food industry, as I explained, our rationale, our motive is not to be Mevatel HaTeisur. This is for economical reasons. This is the pace of the Shechita. Not because we have an interest Lechatchila to be Mevatel HaTeisur, and therefore Lechaoira, the argument of Eim Mevatel HaTeisur Lechatchila would not apply in these cases. So this is a great and vast sugya. We only touch the tip of an iceberg. Kedarka shel Torah, lo lahalocha, lo lamaisa, elo lepilpula shel Torah. And we discuss some of the ideas and svoras and basic concepts in the sugya of Eim Mevatel HaTeisur Lechatchila. We are still within the Shiras Yemei Tashlumim of Chag HaShavuos of Yoyim Kabbalas HaTorah. Shavuos has 7 days of Tashlum, and if you didn't bring the Korban of Chag, you still have another chance within 7 days of Yemei HaChag. So we still are within the Shiras Yemei Tashlumim of Yoyim Kabbalas HaTorah. And let me just share with you a thought I had Shavuos by night. 2:30 in the morning, I always give a shiur in my shul, and the topic is always Talmud Torah, Simchas Torah, Amolo Shel Torah. And this year, in the middle of speaking, it occurred to me that doesn't really have much to do with Chag HaShavuos. What is the difference between Simchas Torah and Shavuos? We have two Yomim Tovim dedicated to Torah. The Torah is the center, the essence of both Shavuos and Simchas Torah. Ma bein zeh lazeh. I think it's this. B'Shavuos anachnu smechim shekibalnu et haTorah. B'Simchas Torah anachnu smechim im haTorah shekibalnu. It's not only playing with words. It's a different concept. Simchas Torah, the Simchas Lagomra Shel Torah. We learned, we finished, we're happy, we rejoice. So we take the Sefer Torah, we hug it, we kiss it, and we dance. We dance at Kalois HaNefesh. That is Simchas Torah. Smechim im haTorah shekibalnu shelamadnu. We're happy with the Torah. Shavuos, we're happy that we were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we received the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found us fitting to be His people, His children, His servants. Because our Avos, thousands of years ago, when they said Nasa V'Nishma, they weren't yet versed in Torah. They didn't even know what the Torah is, and that was the greatness of Ikdimu Nasa L'Nishma. Without really knowing what is demanded, what is required, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, out of total love and devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ikdimu Nasa L'Nishma. And every year, Chazal say, "Bechol doy v'doy chayav odom meyos atzma kilo hu oymed al har Sinai, kilo ayoyim ezatul nechnas lebris." Every year we have to say Nasa V'Nishma. When they said Nasa Nishma, they didn't really know the Torah. So the essence of Chag HaShavuos is not Talmud Torah, but Kabbalah Satorah. Last week I spoke about Geiris, and I said, Chag HaShavuos, everybody has to feel like a Geir. So the Simcha of Shavuos is not Simcha im haTorah shekibalnu, but Simcha shekibalnu ot haTorah. Simcha shekadosh baruch hu kirvonu lefnei har Sinai. That we were the chosen ones, the chosen people, and that is what Shavuos is all about. Kabbalah Sol Torah, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Shavuos has more to do with the mitzvahs than actually with Talmud Torah. Because what we got in Har Sinai is Tariyad Mitzvahs. I said last week that I once heard Rus, Megillas Rus. Rus is the numerical value of the Gematria of 606. Reish Tov is 600 and Vav is 606. What does that number imply? Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, when you add 7 to 606, you've got Taryag. So when Rus was in Zgaya, she took upon herself an additional 606 mitzvahs, above and beyond the 7 that she was Mechuyev Medin Bnei Noach. So Shavuos is more about mitzvahs than about Torah. But nevertheless, you know, we always speak about Torah Chag Shavuos Yom Kabbalas HaTorah. The essence of this day is Kabbalas Olam. This, just trying to imagine that we're there at the foot of the mountain Har Sinai, and we are Magdim Nasal Nishma Rabbanu Shel Olam. We want to be your servants, we want to be your slaves, and we are willing to perform anything that you ask of us, anything you expect of us. Hamigdim Nasal Nishma, and we say the same. Kol Ashadi Ben Hashem Nasa Venishma. So Chag HaShavuos is about Kabbalas HaTorah and Kabbalas HaMalach HaShemayim. Let us all within this week. It is still Yemei HaTashlumim from Chag HaShavuos. Be Mekabel Torah, Mekabel Or HaMalach HaShemayim B'Hava. And let us all be Magdim Nasa Venishma. We should always have this chis of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Ahava, B'Yiro. והקדוש ברוך ירחם עלינו וישלח לנו את מושיח צדקנו במהרה ובימינו אמן.